Blog Talk Radio.
The summertime yet, so 5 p.m. here, as well as in Paris and 6 p.m. Greece and Finland, but it is 9 a.m. Pacific, of course, and 11 a.m. East U.S. So we have a beautiful day here in Stockholm. The spring has finally arrived. There were a really sunny day and the birds are singing the spring songs and looking for a husband and wife and starting a family, and everybody's welcome the spring, so it's lovely. Well, everybody, today we will discuss the hero's journey part 2. So please call in and discuss with us. Get a mini reading live on air. We take calls as they come from about 10 to 15 minutes into the show. We have a show that discusses different spiritual topics concerning us all. I'm Laurie. I'm coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden. I'm a psychic medium working with spirit in different ways since the mid-90s. Also taking mini readings for guidance here live at the show. I'm doing this show together with my co-host and husband Frankie, an astrologer, teacher, and out-of-the-body traveler. Frankie uses I Ching for mini readings. So why don't you call us at 714-816-4628. An international caller style +1 714-816-4628. So call in and discuss with us or get a mini reading, and remember to press 1 on your keypad on your device to be placed in queue to speak with us here live at the show. You can listen live and text chat with us all in one place. So go to our chat room at psychictalk.net/live, where you can send messages to us during all the show, and you can comment, and you can ask questions or mini readings, and you can also chat with other listeners. So psychictalk.net/live, or call in now and get your spot early, 714-816-4628. And don't forget to press 1 on your keypad. And we will take calls as they come from about 10 minutes into the show from now. Before I bring in my co-host, I will just briefly mention that what we were discussing the last time, the Hero's Journey Part 1. And we had Dax Carlisle as an honored guest and a tarot card specialist. So we were talking a lot about the tarot system as a system for the hero's journey, starting with the unknown and the starting wake-up call. And that is the Fool on the tarot card. And then ending with coming back to the world with a different consciousness and a new view of things, but still in the word, and that is the world in the tarot system. But today we will discuss further about the hero's journey in relation to psychotherapy and also psychic readings in other ways than the tarot system. Everybody is actually a hero or a hero. How is that? If you haven't called in now, so please, it's a time to do that at 714-816-4628. And international callers, dial plus 1-714-816-4628. So now let me bring on my co-host for Spiritual Landscapes, Frankie.
Hello.
Hi, Frankie. Yeah. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm quite excited to start that show. This is the second part of the hero's journey, and today we will put the emphasis on personal growth aspect using the narrative. Because the hero is the hero is a heroine, or us, you know, and all our lives are more or less has been depicted in tales, you know, in fairy tales or myths, you know, so we can use it as a master template to guide us. For example, in the works of literature in the Divine Comedy. Written by that great writer, Italian writer, Dante Alighieri. We have actually a description of that hero's journey and the descent in the unconscious, you know. And we have also, you know, the work of Carl Gustav Jung, who used more or less, I mean, that narrative, because it is so... it is very clear, and it is so connected to our existence. You know, when I was a child, I was fascinated, for example, by tales like the Booted Cat or Pinocchio, and what else? You know, there is always at the beginning a silly boy. You know, he's not. Who has lost? I mean, his possessions compared to his brothers, and the Booted Cat, for example. The father was a mill, windmill owner, you know? And he became very. He didn't have access to inheritance, so he got just that cat, you know. And the cat helped him to one day to become a troll, you know, terrible monster, you know, and to become a prince, you know, the prince of Carabas, you know. And this story is actually about us, you know. And you can find it in several variations, some rows, if you want, or whatever, you know. But these people are rich, you know, but I mean very, very poor people coming from very poor conditions, you know. And the Buddha cat is a great example of that. And during the process of psychotherapy, Jung saw an amazing relationship between, this monomyth, this tale, and this narrative of a hero, for example, taken from the great myth of antiquity, Gilgamesh and his quest of immortality, and the king of Uruk in Sumer, you know, it's very ancient tale, beautiful. And Odysseus coming back from Troy, you know. And the round table searching the Holy Grail. And actually, you know, in his work about alchemy, so alchemy and psychology had a very close relationship, because the great work of the philosopher's stone was actually just a process of, for him, of transformation of personality, you know. To the discovery of the deep self, and that is exactly what the hero's journey means. And we are all of us, you know, embarked, you know, on that journey. You know, no matter how it looks like, because we have an individual variation. But I mean, the general idea is that we are heroes and heroines. And during the process of that journey, we have spiritual assistance by spiritual guides, you know. And you see that in the story of Moses, for example, burning bush, and in Jesus also, and Buddha, and all these spiritual masters, they are actually accounting for something very similar, something universal, you know.
Absolutely. And I really love that spiritual guides, that everybody has a spiritual guide or several spiritual guides looking after you.
Yes, in the circle of that process described by Joseph Campbell, the great mythologist, you have four basic phases, you know, when leaving the call, and after you are entering the underworld, and you have to slay some dragon and something like that, like, for example, the German myth of Siegfried, you know, and you are looking for that treasure, which is actually symbolic description of the true self, the divine being in our lives, in ourselves, you know. And coming back, and the ordeal of coming back to the common world, and how to tell people what that person, what you have been experiencing. This is a common, a daily and everyday life problem for everybody. For example, somebody. Who went through a spiritual emergency or near-death experience, for example, or somebody who had been in contact with spiritual guides in a seance, all of that kind of, or psychotherapy, will have anyhow some difficulties to communicate with, our fellow human beings. So what we are here is to try to, not educate, but to show that everyone has this potentiality to realize oneself, and everyone needs more or less to go through that journey to realize oneself. What do you think?
Yeah. I think that is very interesting. And also, when you are telling that everybody is actually a hero or a heroine, I don't feel like a heroine, actually, but really, at least really protected and to have a contact with the spiritual world. And I think that is so important for us human beings, and to really wake up, just like the call in the hero's journey. Wake up call, and I can really remember it from my own life to wake up to a spirit world, and so bigger world, and everything seemed so very different, and suddenly there were contact with spiritual entities. I didn't have that before, but suddenly I could see them, and I could feel them and hear them. Well, it was actually fantastic.
How was your first encounter with the spiritual world? Do you remember?
It was a lot of things happening in a very short time, I remember. I think actually it was a real start when I did regression to past life. And it was so fantastic. And I will tell you a little more about it. But, you know, I think we have some callers. Shall we take a couple of calls and then move on with this topic and some memories? What do you say, Frankie?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Is that me?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, g'day. It's Bob from the Whitsunday Islands in Australia.
Oh, hello, Bob. How are you?
Up very early. It's 2:15 a.m.
Yeah.
And I love this topic about the hero's journey. It's it's like I sat down one day and suddenly asked myself this question, like, what's the longest relationship I've ever had in my life? And the answer is, well, it's with me. Then, so ergo, I am the only expert on my life. Why am I listening to other people telling me there's something wrong with me? And that was the start of me breaking out of 20 years of depression. And in my own journey, you know, I've gone down the sort of traditional route of, oh, you've got to learn to meditate. So I spent hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars sitting in a circle with my knees almost breaking, you know, going, and it, I just used to fall asleep, and it didn't work for me. And it suddenly struck me that that path is not my path. It's I had to find my own way to meditate. And how I meditate is I tinker with old engines, you know, or I have developed an awareness of me, like I am the observer of me in my life. And so I just notice what, when I'm in the zone, what am I doing? Or what am I doing that puts me in the zone? So I just do more of that. So it's amazing. And I love that part in the Finding Joe, the hero's journey, where you know, you've gone across the desert and you can see the forest in the distance, and you get to the edge of the forest and you look down and see a path through the forest, and then know that no, you don't follow that path. It's your job to break your, make your own pathway through the forest. And I think that's the essence of it, isn't it? It's everybody has to find their own way.
Yes, I think what you're saying now, Val, is very important, because every human being has the responsibility for their own life. So we can't let the responsibility flow away to another entity or another person. We have to make it ourselves. But we have guides and spiritual friends on our path helping us out.
Well, where I'm coming from, Lottie, is I spent the first 40 years. Where I'm coming from, I spent the first 40 years of my life chopping off bits of me to fit in with society. I spent the last 26 years going back, gathering up all those bits, because I now know that in my entirety, I am okay. And I firmly believe that all are equal, all are unique, and all are sovereign. So, you know, I am master and commander of my life. And I love asking people this question. But if you are not creating your life, who is? I'm the only one creating my life. And so if things go, well, there's no right or wrong, you know, I'm the only one to blame. And even when not so nice things happen, like I lost my home, my boat to Cyclone Debbie a couple of years ago, it was amazing to experience a Category 5 cyclone. It was, you know, to be part of Mother Nature when she's at her boldest and brassiest. But I sort of sat down and thought, well, every event in my life holds a lesson. What's the lesson I need to learn here, Bob? And the lesson I learned from that event was to totally let go of the attachment to things. And so that's a valuable lesson. And it was worth the price, because it adjusted my way I look at things. And now my heart is my only compass, and my inner tuition is my only guide. And if it doesn't feel right for me, I just don't go there. But it, for me, it is all about taking personal responsibility. Hey, you know, I am master and commander of my life, and I take full responsibility for everything that I manifest in this life that I do create. So
I think that's really good insight.
Love
to talk to you, Bob, and thank you so much for calling into us, and Well, I hope everybody was hearing what you were saying. Yeah, you have to take command of your own life, and you are a creator and co-creator to your own life. So thank you, Bob. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, I think bye-bye. We have one more caller, I think. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Jackie. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hello, Jackie from New Jersey.
Hi.
Hi. So what can we help you with today?
Well, I'm really trying to understand the hero's journey because when I think of a hero, I think of someone who steps in and saves the day. And I've always found myself doing that, but I'm tired of doing that right now. Basically, I'm trying to save myself.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out the best way to do it without creating any more disturbances.
Yeah. Okay, so is that the question for us, sir?
The question is, well, how do I pose the question? Can I do at this point to put my own personal life back in order?
Okay.
Instead of other people depending on me. I mean, like people who really doesn't have anything directly to do with my family.
I see. Okay, let's see what spirit have to tell about this. I think it's time for you to really see and view things just as they are. No pink glasses or black glasses either. Just clean glasses. And also not to separate yourself from others. To join others as you are one in the group, no more, no less, and that you don't have to take responsibility for other people. They just have to do that for themselves. And I think you have a lot of good things coming up for you in your own life. And I think you have to let go of some people and also some patterns, patterns of reactions and thinking. For example, thinking that you have to carry, the Greek story about Atlas carrying the whole world on his shoulder.
Yeah,
and you just like that, and you don't need to do that. You just need to carry yourself, and when you are feeling strong, then you can help others. And the other times, just help yourself. And I think it's also time in your life that you receive from others, receive from life. And I think also it's just, nice things are coming into your life, and I can see love and a relation. Do you have a relationship in your life now?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I am married. I am married.
You are married. Yeah, and the bond is getting stronger, and a happy love life is coming. So I hope you had a good husband out there. Otherwise, you have to sell him and get a new one. Just joking. your love life is going to be much better, I think. And you have to get rid of some stress things in your life and, well, create some time for yourself and what you want to do and looking forward. And I think also the money situation is going to be better than it has been before. So some stress things are leaving your life, and well, it's the sun
is
coming back.
My finances have been stressed because I've been taking care of some things regarding my mother's estate, and I have a brother that he's clinging on because he wants money from me, but he doesn't deserve it because he stole from the estate.
Oh,
he didn't play a fair hand, but now he's on hard times, and he's expecting a codependency relationship that I just can't give to him.
No.
And he's blocking my progress right now, and he's doing it deliberately. And mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt him, but I want to get rid of him. I want him to go on his way. And I don't think at this point I should pay him off or anything. And he knows that, but he's used to having a codependency relationship with everyone because he's the youngest. But he's very mean and deliberate. And it has caused me a strain because he's prolonging things. And I just want him to move on with his life and enjoy his life somewhere else.
Yes, I think it's going to take some time before he's letting go, and something has to happen into his mind. And I think something is actually going to happen to him quite soon. I can't see exactly what it is, but something like that will shake him up a little. And then in the waves of that event, I think he learned to let go and take more responsibility for his own life. But I'm throwing the ball to Frankie. What are you seeing in I Ching, Frankie?
It's a reflection of what you said. You know, the I Ching is, the hexagram or the judgment of the I Ching shows a picture of the well, you know, spring. Mm-hmm. And at the beginning, that spring was not, used in a good way. But at the end, the water, you know, is getting better and better. And that means that the well is a symbol of her spiritual powers, you know, to live a good life, you know. So she knows very much about that. The second hexagram is the inner truth. She has to speak from the heart.
You said speak from the heart?
Yes, from your innermost, you know, as you feel it.
I am speaking from the heart. I just limit the conversations I have with him. Because he's very volatile.
I said that the inner truth, it means that speaking from your personal point of view about you, not about him. What do you feel for your own life, the worth of your life? That is speaking to your heart, from the heart.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes. I feel like no one else should take advantage of me. No one.
Yes.
It's not fair.
Nobody can do that because the I Ching tell you that you are well, you know, the spring of creativity and strength to understand that now.
Yes.
Yeah, rely on that. Trust yourself. You know.
That's great.
Do you do see him moving on?
Yeah, he's going to be fine, you know, really. Really.
Yeah, and as I said, I think he's going to get some help from spirit, just shaking him up a little bit. Sometimes it's just what we needed to really wake up and see what we are doing and where we are going. So it's going to be fine, I think. Yeah? Okay. Thank you so much for calling. And have a nice day. Bye-bye. Yeah. I think we have another caller online. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Suzanne, Long Island.
Hello, Suzanne, Long Island. How are you?
I'm good. I had a couple of questions, please. My first was I'm praying to God to meet a good husband, to meet my husband, because I'd like to get married. I'm just not praying to date. I mean, of course, you have to date first. And I'm talking to one person today. We're going to meet over the weekend. I'm being positive. He sounds good. And I'm also I'm subbing as a teacher aide. And I was subbing at a different place that made more money. And I think I asked to go back there. I don't know if they're going to take me back. They're going to get the message tomorrow because I do need to make more money than where I'm subbing now. I really need a full-time teacher aid job. And what do you see with all this?
Okay. Let's start with the love life. Well, I'm not that sure with this man. I think it's a good one there, but I'm not too sure that it's your future husband. But you are gonna get some in a quite short time. Let's see a little more about that. Yes, I have an old lady here want to speak to you. Is that all right with you, Susan?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. It's an old lady. I think she's kind of a grandmother or something like that. She's not very tall. She's quite short. She's very. She has a pretty hair, and she's. It was very important to her to have her hair in order, and she has some jewelers on, and she looks very nice. She's a little bit frozen, I think. So she has some kind of shawl around her, wrapped around her. And she has a nice face sitting in a chair. And I think she's quite old, you know, a little bit of wrinkles.
Yeah,
and
it might be a great-grandmother. I had a grandmother and one who wore a shawl a lot was a great-grandmother.
Oh. Yeah, okay. And she was quite old when she passed away, wasn't she?
Yep, that's my great-grandmother.
Yeah, she's here.
She had, like, white hair
for you. And she's singing a song for you. I shouldn't sing, so I don't. I will not do that and spare you that. But she's singing some kind of a lullaby for you and having you, comforting you, and said everything is going to be great. And if we are looking back at your love life, it wasn't that great all the time. So
oh, definitely.
So you deserve a really good husband to take care of you because you have so much to do for yourself. You had to take so much responsibility in your own life, and you have to lean on somebody else for a while. You really need that, she says, and she really embraced you in this great love and warmth. So love is coming up. Love is on your side. And I ask her about the job. Yeah, what's about job? Yeah, you need some more money, she said, because it's something you have to do in your home, to do renovation or buy some new furniture or something like that, possible for the moment. So you need a little bit more money.
Yeah, I need a new couch.
Yeah. You're a good teacher, and you have just to wait a little bit, and I think it's a good job is coming up for you, and a full-time job, and I think that's better.
I'm sorry, do you think I should stay where I am, but it doesn't pay very much, or do you think I should try to sub where I was subbing, and do you think they'll take me back?
Yeah, I think you should try to go back to the old one.
Do you think they'll
come back, though? Yes. Actually, yes.
Oh, do you know when? Because school is out the end of June. I need it now.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think they're going to take you back during the springtime. Not March, it's almost over, but perhaps April or May. Yeah, during this spring, I think, actually. So it has been some disappointments concerning your working life, too. And it's a little bit of struggle there, but I think it's going to be all right, actually. And
I'm hoping it would take me back, like, in a couple of weeks, like in mid-April.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to do that. Let's see what Frankie has to say about that.
Okay, and when do you see marriage for me?
I see the I Ching is showing up a basic conflict, you know.
I'm sorry, what?
there is a conflict in yourself, you know. Yeah, two sides, you know, struggling against each other. You know? So you have to make up your mind. You have to decide if you want yourself to go on with that. It's not going to be taken for granted, you know. When you decide that, that is your own decision. Do you understand that?
My decision for what? For what?
Yeah, for this relationship and to go on with that job, you know.
I want to go on with the other job, and I do want a relationship.
Yeah, so I think that's good, because then the conflict is not, is no longer, you know, well, conflict. You have to make a decision, you know, for that, and to rest and to trust yourself in that decision. This is the meaning.
Yeah, well, I have
to
meet a man first. I can't have a relationship without meeting someone.
No, I didn't say that. I said the conflict is within you about that, how you want to relate or not, you know. This is
no,
the
I do.
Because
you see me meeting someone and getting married?
Yeah, sure. There is something like that in your surrounding, in your... in your subtle realm around you, yeah, there is somebody like that.
Do you know when?
The conflict is within you. You're not that sure to feel for commitment for the moment. Then you have to decide.
No, I mean, I am, but I have to meet the person. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have
I
to
know,
meet them and get to know them, and then the marriage, you can't, you know.
Yeah. I understand that, but it's not, that is before meeting him. There is already a conflict. You're not that sure that you want to be committed. You're not that completely 100% sure about that. That is what the I Ching is telling, you know. So you must be very creative, you know, to invite, if you want, that man in your life, you know, and to trust yourself. That
all
is
right.
What I interpret from the I Ching, you know. I Ching is very complicated, but it touches exactly where it has to do, you know.
Yeah, you just have
there
to have faith that I'm going to meet the right person and just, you know, both have to work at it.
Yeah, and be patient and trustful. Don't worry about that. It will come in its time when you are ready, you know. You will know that when you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it is a feeling, you know.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and I think if we are talking to you about 6 months, you have a stable relationship in your life, so it's going to be good. Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling, and I wish you a really happy day. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
So, Frankie, we have some announcements to do, and then perhaps took some memories from our own heroes and hero's journey.
Yeah.
So, what's happened on Psychic Talk during next week? Tomorrow is Monday, and then we have Catherine, who you truly are, her series, wrap up, and she has open lines to answer questions. Then on Tuesday, we have the Power of Three with open lines all show long, with questions, comments, and free mini readings. And on Friday, the 29th, we have Psychic Fridays. How can your angels help you? Well, I don't know. You get all the answers you need then. Okie dokie, Frankie. How's about our own memories?
Well, in my case, the hero's journey began with a contact with the I Ching, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 19 years old, and I did an experiment with somebody, and it happened that the hexagram I got was right on the money if you use it. And it was exactly so crystal clear, you know, and I was so shocked. Well, I thought it was just, if you want, stochastic event, you know, not to be taken for seriously. You know? But then I went on with that, and I had a lot of confirmation for my behavior, the way I was looking at my life, you know, and the I Ching helped me a lot. And I realized when I was reading Jung, at that time, that he was saying exactly the same things, you know, and that was very, very interesting. So the I Ching was my spiritual guide, my companion, if you want, and then, spiritual teachers came all over, you know, during the process of, my growth. But it was a very, very, exceptional encounter, you know, with that book of wisdom created in China 4,000 or 5,000 years ago. So, so much wisdom, you know.
Yeah, you know that the journey can look so different between different people. I remember my own journey. I was a bit older than you were, but it was so many things happening in a very short time, and it opened up like a spiritual emergency, actually. I was doing another career. I was studying, and I was a mom with a little boy, and I was working outside. It was very much to do, and then I had that call, and then it started to move so fast, and it opened up so fast, and I saw and could feel spiritual guides and angels, and I could see and feel something around me. I didn't know what it was, and actually, excuse my French, it scared the shit out of me. And I especially remember a time when it was very, very stressful. I was at my first conference. I had a very good friend of mine commit suicide. So it was a lot of things happening in a short time and really just opened me up. And I was doing this game. Do you remember Frankie Transformation Game?
Yes, I remember. It was very amazing stuff, you know.
I do think that we have it somewhere at home. But the Transformation Game, it was from Finland in Scotland, and it's a board game trying to develop people in different stages, the physical level, the emotional level, and also the spiritual level and mental level, of course. So I was playing this game together. Yeah, do you remember? And I was playing it together.
It is a representation of the hero's journey. Yeah,
absolutely.
Version, if you want.
Yes, it's another way to do it. And I was doing that together with a friend. And there were this medium helping us through this, and it just opened up so much. And I remember the medium, she was calling me to talk about my spiritual guides, and she did that. It was a very soft night in May, and I was waiting for her call, and when she was telling me about this fantastic guide, well, things were really happening for real in my living room. So it was like bubbles of light all over the room, and I had this strange feeling, and I really felt very strange. And it was an ordinary night. I was working with a project, and suddenly it was knocking on the door. And I went to the door, to the front door, and nobody was there. It was my guide. And after that, it was quite a few years, and I didn't it was a really hard journey. It was fantastic in some senses. I met these guys and it was adventures. And it was also challenges on the way, quite hard challenges actually. So it was, I didn't know about this hero's journey. When we are talking about it afterwards, it's crystal clear. And I think this is a very good time for us to spread this among our listeners, because when you can see it in this way as a really a hero's or heroine's journey, it's a spiritual journey from unconscious to conscious. Well, if you're putting words to people's experiences, and it's much more easy to understand, to take the challenges if you know what's going on. Don't you think, Frankie?
Yes, yes, sure. Because Jung used to say that when the time of crisis appears, and crises are very, very important because they are necessary for the process of what he called individuation, becoming a person, and to discover your true self, you have to let yourself be guided by the collective unconscious. It means that you can just already trust the deep well, the potential, the psychic and spiritual potential you have inherent in yourself. And this is one of, the hero's journey, something like that, because spiritual guides are appearing from time to time to confirm that you are always, you know, supported by the spiritual cosmos, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the spiritual guides are really helping us, but they are not living our lives. We have to do it our own. Just like our caller Bob said, you are a creator or a co-creator in your own life, of course.
Yeah, Bob was on he was right on the money, sure, exactly. Nobody can leave, that's not meaning. But what is interesting is that compared to the materialistic worldview of science, we are here speaking about something, something really sacred. Something, we are re-enchanting the world, you know, and the magic is coming back. So these are completely... Yeah. Radically, completely different worldviews. The process of psychotherapy with that framework of hero's journey is something completely different than going to psychotherapy and you don't know what you actually who you are, what you are doing, your meaning in life. They will just try to help you to adapt to a social situation. But that's not the meaning. The meaning is therapy is meeting yourself, and in Greek it means like become one with the gods, therapy.
Yeah, good one. If you are talking with an ordinary psychotherapist, they don't know that because they are just seeing this world. They see the problem, the childhood, or you're thinking wrong or something like that. But if they are really supporting you to develop, to be one with yourself and the divinity, of course, it was totally different.
Absolutely. Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, it has very much to do with the worldview. And now... Nietzsche said once that God was dead, but I think he meant the God of organized religion. He didn't say that God, the real God was dead. And it looks like he's coming back here now. He's here, you know. In that sense, God is spirit, if you want, you know, if we put those kind of words today. What do you think?
Yes, I really think that. I agree with you there because I think it was a great misunderstanding of it. Well, God is dead. It was the old one, the old religions, the old way to see things. And we are really living in a new world now with a new technique and the consciousness is much higher because people are very, very well educated and so on. So, well, we have, I think we are seeing spirit and spirituality and the concept of God in another way. And I think that's great, actually. And I also can see when people are coming to me for readings and they are really doing their own journeys. And it's so interesting when people really want to dig deep into themselves to enter their own spirit journeys and see what's going on in my life, what's the purpose with my life, what am I doing here, what do I have kind of a spiritual gifts and what shall I do with them. So that is really interesting and it's very stimulating to work with those people who are asking this philosophical existential questions about themselves and also how to work with other people, to relate to other people with that consciousness. Yeah.
Yes.
I think we have a new caller.
Yes.
I think we have a caller online. So, hello, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hello.
Hi. Yeah, hello. What's your name, caller?
Oh, hi. This is Charlotte. I'm calling from Utah.
Hello, Charlotte from Utah. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. As I said at the start of the show, we had a great spring day here today. So, Charlotte,
that
what can we do
for
today?
So
okay.
I was wondering if I have any like spirit family that would like to give me a message or anything.
Advice? Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes. Here it's coming in a man here. He's an elderly man. Well, you know, exact age it's quite difficult to see, but he looks like in his 70s perhaps. But I will describe him for you. He's not very tall and he's quite slim in his body, and I think he was losing weight at the end of his life. Not very much hair on his head, no beard. And he has, I think he was a bit frozen in the end of his life, and he has an ordinary trousers, a shirt and some sweater on, some kind of a vest perhaps on. So he looks like very normal, very ordinary, nice, and well, he has a cold and he's coughing. So perhaps something with his lungs or something like that. He's holding a pair of glasses in his hand, but he doesn't have them on, so perhaps it's reading glasses. And he liked to read the papers, he says. Yeah. He's showing me the end of his life, and I can see that on his eyes. You know, the eyes are changing a bit when we are close to leaving the body, the physical body. But he's real nice, and he's real thoughtful. And he's very happy to be here, talk to you. Do you know, can you recognize him?
That would be my sweet dad.
Oh, that's fine, because he's really caring about you. And now he's picking up a bag, a small bag with candy. So he's giving you candy. do you like sweets, Charlotte?
I do, and that was something that he enjoyed as well. He liked hard candies.
Okay.
Like, you know, and I think it was a generational thing, you know, but
probably, yeah. So, a message for you. Well, you have been taking a few steps lately, and it's going to be more brightness in front of you. And you have to have courage because you are hesitating about something. Should I do this or shouldn't I do that? Or what should I do? So just move forward, be brave, and you have already been taking some steps. So please go all the way. You can't go back now. Go all the way and trust yourself. And we were also talking about the hero's journey here. Yeah, you are the heroine in your own life. So dare to move on and move on with your job and your spirituality. Because you're a very spiritual person, don't you? Yeah.
Working on it.
Frankie, have you something to say to Charlotte? Frankie, are you there? Are you on mute?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will not add so much. And she, everything that she will undertake will be blessed, you know. That is the message of the I Ching. Yeah. Do you understand that? Yeah, you have a flow of spiritual energies blessing you, so everything will be fine in time. Don't worry.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Yeah. Charlotte, are you driving in the car?
No. I'm just sitting here. I'm trying not to bawl like a big baby is what's happening. Because my dad was he was my best friend, and so we were very, very close. So I'm trying not to sob on this end of the phone.
Okay. You know, he said something about a car. Are you going to move to buy a car or something like that?
No. I don't have any plans for that.
No. Something about a car. Or did he have a car and it was important for him or something like that?
I have one of his vehicles that he gave me, you know, several years before he died.
Oh, is it that possibly he's talking about?
Maybe he wants me to sell it now or something.
Yeah, is that because it's something with this vehicle? So just think about it and, well, he sends so much love. Oh, he's sending me. I can see these small red hearts all over. So it's a lot of love in the air for you here. Okay,
I have a lot of love for him, too. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Goodbye, Charlotte.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Frankie. Yeah. Can you end our discussion today, Frankie?
Yes, I thought, the show and the emphasis on the hero's journey gives a lot of reflections because it is exactly, I see that in everyone, in our auditory, people listening to us, and how they can themselves consider or see themselves in their own lives and to find that individuality, which is so really needed, you know, to rely on oneself. Rely on yourself, trust yourself. You don't need any kind of authorities, you know, because it's not important. You have everything you have within you. That is what I can see.
I think that is our message today here, isn't it, Frankie?
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the next show is the 14th of April, so it's 3 weeks from now. And what's our topic next time, Frankie?
Well, you tell me.
I, yeah. And that's good because it's how to trust the contents of your mind, part one. So how to trust myself, how to trust yourself and your memory.
Very, very important how you trust what it is happening in your mind, what is emerging from the deep unconscious. And this is very, very interesting. What do you think about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward to that show and our discussion there. And we will thank every listener. Thank you so much for listening to us today. And you can find us at facebook.com, Lori and Frankie, Spiritual Landscapes. And our website is spirituallandscapes.net. And of course, here on spiritualtalk.net/spiritual landscape. Thank you for listening today. And we wish you a great week. And thank you, Frankie. See you in the kitchen.
Thank you. Goodbye, everybody. See you again.